With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, May 2nd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, over the weekend on Friday and Saturday, the Drake Relays continued on in the high school ranks. Let's recap the action, especially on Friday, in case you missed that on our Saturday sportscast. Friday's action in the Drake Relays got started with the 100-meter hurdles on the girls' side. That's where you find Hinton's Anna Coffey, who placed 18th at the Drake Relays. Boys' 110-meter hurdles going to Reese Spieler of Lamar's, and he finished 22nd at the Drake Relays. The 100-meter dashes, Aubrey Bell of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, she advanced to the finals after placing 7th in the preliminary round, ended up finishing 6th in the final at 12.42 seconds. Gatlin Catholic's Keaton Bonderson could not make it to the finals, placing 15th in the preliminary round. Girls sprint medley from the Drake Relays, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's team of McKenna Bowman, Mackenzie Goodwin, Aubrey Bell, and Erica Kuntz placed 14th. To some field events, Lauren Kunkel of Hinton placed 20th in the girls' discus throw, and Aubrey Bell of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central placed 6th in the girls' long jump. Boys' field events, the shot put, Lamar's Brandon Vanderslice placed 2nd in the shot put, and Lamar's Sione Fafita was 17th in the boys' high jump at the Drake Relays. In the girls' 4x200 relay, Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central placing 11th in that event. 400-meter dash, Erica Kuntz of KPWC placing 10th at the Drake Relays. The action continued into Saturday. We had the shuttle hurdle and the 4x1s take the blue oval in Des Moines. The boys' shuttle hurdle from Lamar is placing 13th. Ryan Sadowski, Connor Calhoun, David Lusink, and Reese Spieler with a time of 1 minute and 56 hundredths of a second. The girls' 4x100 relay from KPWC placed 71st in a 96 team field, 52.28 seconds there. It was McKenna Bowman, Erica Kuntz, Mackenzie Goodwin, and Allison Ranking. The boys' 4x100 meter relay, Lamar's team with a great showing in that 96 team field. They placed 15th, 43.22 seconds. Ryan Sadowski, Sione Fafita, David Lusink, and Kale Cass on that team. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central's boys 4x100 relay team placed 59th at 44.73 seconds. That was Damon Schmidt, Braden Coulter, and Caleb and Carter Blyle at the Drake Relay in Des Moines. You can check out those results once again on our website at KLEM1410.com. Some good track meets in action on Friday as well. Outside of the Drake Relays, Lamar's girls won the Spencer meet with 120 team points, beating host Spencer by 10 points, and Cherokee behind them in third with 17 fewer points than Lamar's. Some of the highlights for the Bulldogs on Friday was Maddie Holes winning the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Lily McNaughton won the 100-meter hurdles. Girls sprint medley team and shuttle hurdle teams placed first in Spencer. Lily McNaughton was the first place finish in the long jump as well at 16 feet, 4.5 inches. More girls track action. It was the River Valley invite. The Hinton girls come away with the win in that event, even with getting back a couple of their Drake Relays participants from Des Moines after the long travel. Ridgeview was second. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was third. And Gatlin Catholic was fourth at the River Valley invite. Some of the girls' highlights, including Anna Coffey of Hinton winning the high jump. Lexi McElrath of KPWC was second in the long jump. In the discus, Lauren Kunkel was second there of Hinton, and she was first in the shot put. In the girls' 3,000-meter run, Hinton's Ava Lang was second. The 4x800-meter relay on the girls' side going to Hinton with a 10-minute 48.9-second 4x8. The girls' shuttle hurdle team from Hinton comes second place. Girls' distance medley from KPWC was second. The girls' 400-meter dash going to Hinton's Ruby Harper in second. And the Hinton 4x2 relay, that placed first on the girls' side. 100-meter hurdles, Hannah Coffey was the champion of that. The 800-meter run, that's where Gabby Friesen was first. And the girls' 200-meter dash, Ashlyn Kovarna of Hinton was first in that as well. Girls' 400-meter hurdles, Gatlin Catholic's Sophie Rudin won that event. 4x400 relay on the girls' side, Hinton was first in that as well. And some of the other track meets from Friday, including the MMCRU Royal Co-Ed. Unity Christian Girls won that with 153 points. MMCRU placed fourth. Remsen St. Mary's was fifth. And the Nighthawk Relays, hosted by Boyden Hall Rock Valley, Akron Westfield came sixth in that on the girls' side. Boyden Hall Rock Valley was first. Two boys track results from River Valley on Friday. Galen Catholic won that meet with 158 points. It was their second meet win of the season. Hinton was second. Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central was fourth at the River Valley meet in Correctionville. Some of the highlights on the boys' side of the River Valley track meet. Hinton's Landon Lovren was the champion of the high jump at 5 feet 10 inches. The long jump, Hinton's Bo DeRocher was second. Luke Paulson of KPWC won the boys' discus, and Hinton's Garrett Divis won the shot put. The boys' sprint medley team from Galen Catholic was first place. Tristan Jessen of KPWC was second in the 3,200-meter run. The boys' 4x8 team from Galen Catholic placed second, and Hinton's boys' shuttle hurdle team was first. Boys' 100-meter dash after running at the Drake Relays, Keaton Bonderson came back on that same Friday and won the 100-meter dash in River Valley. The boys' distance medley of KPWC was second. Boys' 400-meter, Chance Carlson of Hinton, Chance Carlson of Galen was second in that event. In the boys' 4x2 relay, Galen Catholic wins that event. The boys' 110-meter hurdles, Hinton's Ty Ridgway won that event. Trevor Teal of Galen Catholic and the boys' 800-meter run was the champion there. Keaton Bonderson won the 200-meter dash for Galen Catholic. Wyatt Oford of KPWC winning the 1,600-meter run. The 4x1 relay on the boys' side going to KPWC, while the 4x4 went to Hinton on the boys' side in River Valley on Friday. The MMCRU co-ed relay saw MMCRU win that meet, 171 team points. It was only about a week ago that the MMCRU boys won their first meet as MMCRU, and now they win back-to-back meets. Outstanding job by head coach Colin Ude at the MMCRU boys track team. South O'Brien was second at the Royal Co-Ed, Unity Christian third. Go down to Remsen St. Mary's, who was sixth at the Royal Co-Ed. To some more Saturday results, just one more of note for you. The Lamar's boys soccer team headed up to Hull and fought through the weather. Unfortunately, came on the short end of the stick against Western Christian by a score of 4-2. If you missed all of these results, have no fear. You can check them out on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, you can click on sports scores and results. Well, a piece of news that we didn't have a whole lot of time to get to you last week, but thought we should get to you now, is there will be a major shakeup to start 2022 in 2023 as far as wrestling is concerned. The Iowa High School Athletic Association announced that the sport of wrestling will be dropping sectional tournaments in Class 2A and Class 1A, and will be moving the annual state dual team tournament to that previously occupied date that was hosted by the sectional tournament. That's now going to be the state dual team tournament. As a result of those changes, all three classes will now compete solely in district tournaments to determine individual qualifiers for the state traditional tournament, and additional recommendations for 24 qualifiers per weight class at the state traditional tournament also received approval at that advisory committee meeting earlier last week. The advisory committee also had three other recommendations out of that meeting. Regional dual qualifiers, 24 per class, will be determined by the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association's dual team rankings. Seeding criteria for state traditional tournament qualifiers will remove the additional point previously received for head-to-head wins over fellow qualifiers. The IHSAA will be continuing to use 14 weight classes after the NFHS provided states and options to adopt 12, 13, or 14 weight classes. So the state dual team tournament was moved to Wells Fargo Arena the day before the start of the state traditional tournament in 2012. The tournament's first year as a championship was 1987. It's been hosted by Cedar Falls, Marshalltown, and Cedar Rapids before. So a new facility for the state dual team tournament has not yet been determined. The traditional tournament will continue to run over 4 days on its previously scheduled week. So basically how this will go is there will be regional tournaments, for example, on January 31st and February 1st at host school sites. Then the state dual team tournament will be on February 4th. The individual district tournaments will follow that a week later on February 11th with the state traditional tournament the 15th through the 18th. And again, the state dual team tournament 24 team seedings will be determined by the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association rankings and no longer by sectional tournaments. That is brand new from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. It will go into effect for this upcoming wrestling season. We take a look now at the high school sports schedule today, and one thing we want to make sure everybody knows is that the War Eagle Conference track meet that was originally scheduled for today in Hinton, that has been postponed to tomorrow. I believe the same time, but it has been postponed to tomorrow. Still on the schedule, Lamar's Girls Golf is at the Spencer Invitational. War Eagle Conference Golf Meet, Galen Catholic, is at MMCRU. And a very important note as well, the warm weather around the corner means softball and baseball practices get underway today around the state of Iowa. We will have our first baseball broadcast for you coming up in just a couple of weeks, right around the corner. We'll get you back into live sports programming right here on KLEM. To be able to check that out and scores and news, all that kind of fun stuff, you can check out KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.